Wanda, what she wants to tell me the origins, so I'm going to call her. Hopefully she's at home right now. She's in Durham. And I wonder how she knows that. Because she could be lying. Wasting my time telling me about a... Geehaw.
Hello.
Winnie. Hey, is this Wanda?
Yes, it is.
It's Ellen DeGeneres calling you.
Oh, my God. Ellen, you're going to make me cry. I've been watching you since your Conversations with God on Johnny Carson. What a treat.
Thank you very much. Thanks so much, Wanda. Wanda, I'm calling you because you're helping me out about, you know, I just thought it was called a clogger, this little wooden doll, but it's not.
Well, actually, I learned that probably 20 years ago on some kid show I was watching with my own children, and I thought it was an interesting fact, and they had such a lovely, heartwarming story that they told with it, you know, how it would entertain the children when they were playing on their handmade instruments, and the doll would dance to it, you know, and I watched him, this woodcutter was carving one, and he said it was called a Geehaw Winnie Diddle, and I thought, well, that was interesting, you know. So I just thought that I would keep that in my mind for some reason, and I always have, and I've told people about it, and they love to hear about it. And then when I saw you playing with it, I thought, well, why doesn't she mention that that's a Geehaw Winnie Diddle? And a friend of mine even has one, and I thought, well, she never mentioned it. Maybe she doesn't know, so I thought, well, I'll drop you the line and tell you about it. This is such a treat, Ellen. I love you. You bring such happiness to the show.
Thank you so much, Wanda.
You are so wonderful, and I used to start my morning off every morning dancing with you because it was on at 10, and now they put it on at 4, and it's really screwed up my system, because now I have to tape it and watch it late at night, and it really was really the beginning of my happy day, you know? I'm retired, and I just loved it, and I just really enjoyed it so much, but I still do. It's just I have to watch it much later. When I'm not quite as alert and up for dancing, but but it is wonderful that you're so thoughtful to call, and I appreciate it so much. This is such an honor and a privilege and a real joy. I really can't tell you how much it means to me, because I think I saw you in your very first broadcast when Johnny Carson had you on. And I remember he brought you over, and I think he was the first female comedian to ever be called over, if I remember correctly. Isn't that a fact? Weren't you the first one?
I was.
I thought you were. And I thought, well, what a privilege and an honor for you, you know. And I watched your hair change through the years, and I watched your sitcom, and, you know, I've just enjoyed you so much over the years. And I just think you're a wonderful person, and thank you so much for sharing your talents, and I love the way you honor your mother. I think that's very sweet. And, you know, when you had your glasses on one day, you looked like your mother. I saw your mother face on you, and I thought, well, look, she does look like her mother with the glasses on, you know. So I know she's very proud of you, sweetie. And I read your article about, you know, how you had kind of, you know, a difficult time. I know we all have. And I had a lot of things in common with you in that respect. And I thought, well, she certainly turned it around, you know, and I'm just very proud of you and very happy to have enjoyed all the joy that you've shared all these years.
Wanda, thank you so much. That's very sweet. You are very, very sweet. I appreciate it. And
there's a lot of noise out there.
There's a lot of noise. You're on the show. You're on the air right now, Wanda.
Oh, my goodness. I did not know that.
We have to take a break, and I have to introduce our first guest. And actually, the show is over now, Wanda. We have run out of time.
Oh, my goodness, I'm so sorry.
No, seriously.
I could talk forever to you, dear. Well, you have a blessed day and a happy new year.
Just before we go, just quickly, where do babies come from?
Where do babies come from?
I'm kidding, Wanda.
I could give you a long talk on that, because
oh,
they're
really?
My favorite things. I love babies more than anything in the world.
Girl. Okay, well, go ahead and start telling me. We'll be right back with Billy Crystal right after this. Go ahead.
I love them all dearly. They're so precious.